Hello, and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for summer 2025, and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Rochelle and Tony, and the sound engineer is Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. We want all residents and visitors to the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives, and so we are focused on improving health and well-being and reducing socio-economic and health inequality. Protecting our environment. Maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that is valued and which can allow residents, visitors and nature to flourish. Shaping places. Creating and enhancing places where residents and businesses can thrive. It is about ensuring that our neighbourhoods, buildings and spaces work well for everyone and that our places are attractive, vibrant, distinctive and safe. Creating homes and communities. To help support a buoyant housing market, we are delivering high-quality homes of all tenures to provide opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet the diverse needs of residents. We are also co-creating communities alongside housing development by delivering infrastructure, employment, leisure and open spaces.
New homes underway at 1 Horton Heath. Eastleigh's new neighbourhood starts to take shape. Work is well underway at 1 Horton Heath as the first foundation stone has been laid for what will become a modern, eco-friendly community in Eastleigh. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, joined the council's project team and house building team, Eastbrook Homes, and contracted builder Waits to lay the foundation stone for the very first homes. This moment marks the start of a much anticipated development that will bring over 2,500 new homes in the area, with one in three classed as affordable. A third of the entire site will remain as open green space with parks, playing fields and footpaths to enjoy. So far, 381 homes are already being built on the lower acre part of the site, with a focus on quality, energy efficiency and creating a real sense of place for future residents. Councillor Keith House said, "This marks the beginning of a truly ambitious vision, not just building homes, but shaping a place that puts community, sustainability and future generations at its heart." As 1 Horton Heath continues to take shape, residents can look forward to more updates on new roads, school plans, sports facilities, allotments and more. All part of the Council's long-term vision for a greener, well-connected and inclusive Eastleigh. To find out more, 1hortonheath.co.uk/news-index.
Enabling a healthier Eastleigh. Exciting new facilities open at Itchen Valley Country Park. Dog lovers are set to have a brand new facility to enjoy this summer. The park's new dog enclosure is a securely fenced area of woodland, ideal for a real environment training in recall, agility and general off-the-lead fun. It costs £8 for a 45-minute session and all facilities are bookable from the Itchen Valley website. Another brand new facility, The Hide, is available for hire for businesses, community groups and other organisations and offers a bright and airy space with panoramic views. The versatile main room holds 30 people and can be used for birthday parties, conferences, classes and workshops. The Hide is equipped with 6 movable tables and chairs and a small kitchenette. It's available to hire alongside the main space, or catering can be arranged by contacting the Country Parks team. The park also has barbecues for hire, and visitors will be able to book online. Bookings are 11am to 4pm, costing £70. Customers are required to provide their own charcoal, fire lighters and matches. Each barbecue area can hold approximately 30 people and there are picnic benches in the vicinity. More details on the huge range of facilities and activities at the park can be found by visiting itchinvalley.co.uk. And there's adventure on zip lines, alpaca strolls or Saturday fun runs at the park. An alpaca walking experience could be just the tonic you need at Itchin Valley Country Park this summer. Hen-sting alpacas have moved to the park, enabling you to enjoy a peaceful, family-friendly escape into nature, providing hands-on alpaca trekking adventures through the park's beautiful trails, woodlands and open fields. For a more adrenaline-fueled experience, why not try Go Ape at the park? With easily accessible trails, three high ropes experiences and two axe-throwing lanes, they have adventure covered. Take to the trees and experience some of the highest platforms and fastest zip lines in the south of England. Alternatively, chance your arm with an axe and see if you can hit a bullseye. Ready, set, throw. Finally, for those who want to take part in a fun, free and friendly weekly community event, there's the Itchin Valley 5K Park Run. Walk, run, jog, volunteer or spectate. It's up to you. It takes place every Saturday at 9am. For more information, visit parkrun.org.uk/itchinvalleycountry/course.
Easterly Active Summer Programme. There's something for everyone in a packed summer programme of sporting activities. If you are aged between 5 and 16, there are bags of opportunities to get active over the summer. A huge summer of events is planned between Monday the 28th of July and Friday the 22nd of August, including the return of some well-loved favourites as part of the Eastleigh Active Summer Programme. There is badminton, CrossFit, Cycles for All, fishing, martial arts and tennis activities with more to come. Young people are encouraged to make the most of the summer holidays by trying something new and getting active. A range of sessions will be delivered by local sports clubs and activity providers across the borough, offering opportunities to explore new interests and build skills. The price remains £3.50 per activity, the same as last year's, and there is a concession rate available. For more information, contact eastleigh.gov.uk/eastleighactive. It's game, set and match for borough tennis fans this summer. Newly refurbished tennis courts are at the Hub in Eastleigh and at Burselden Recreation Ground and are the perfect venues to help tennis fans feel inspired during the Wimbledon fortnight. The courts have opened following a £155,000 investment from the UK government, LTA Tennis Foundation and the Eastleigh and Burselden Hamble and Hound local area committees. For more information, visit clubspark.lta.org.uk/tennis in Eastleigh. Walking sports. Walking sports offer an enjoyable and gentler way to get active. Did you know there's a variety of walking sports on offer in the borough? The sports being provided are walking football, walking netball, walking cricket and walking rugby. These are delivered by local clubs and organisations, so why not sign up and try a new walking sport this summer?
Fun in the sun for young people at Fleming Park. The latest phase of improvements at Fleming Park paddling pool and play area have been completed, getting the summer going with a splash. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee, the ELAC, approved the £169,000 project funded by developer contributions. It brings new grass mounds to create a more interesting setting around both the pool and the play area. Together with new planting, they soften the existing character and add a natural play opportunities. ELAC are very thankful for the contribution from Inert, a local landscaping contractor who provided the mounds free of charge. This phase of the project also brought a new starter skate track and basketball court. And once the mounds have fully settled, an exciting 4-metre-high embankment slide and artist-designed poolside shading will complete the picture. please watch out for the Dorset-based artist duo, Denman and Gold, who will be asking for your views over the summer on their ideas for new shade structures for the poolside. With summer in the air, it's time to get that bike rolling. We're pleased to announce that Cycle Together, Eastleigh, will be continuing until March 2026, supported by the UK's Shared Prosperity Fund and delivered by Sustrans, the active travel charity. Ray Craig, Bike It Ray, will be hosting events across the borough, offering cycle training and support to provide you with the skills you need to cycle like a star. Come along to the Public Bike Doctor and maintenance training sessions to learn how to tune up your bike in style. Learn some cool bike handling skills, then show them off with a little cycle tour and perhaps try a Beryl e-bike. All events are free.
Pension credit, don't miss out. It's important that people of pensionable age, whether single, married or living with a partner, check if they're claiming all the financial help to which they're entitled to. You may be entitled to pension credit even if you have other income apart from your state pension, including savings, and if you own your own home. If you're entitled to pension credit, this gives you extra money to help with your daily living costs. Pension credit is separate from your state pension. It may also help with housing costs such as ground rent or service charges. It's a tax-free payment and its purpose is to top up your weekly income to a guaranteed minimum level. It may also unlock additional support including winter fuel payments, housing benefit, rent and council tax support entitlement, as well as NHS dental care and glasses, and for those over the age of 75, a free TV licence. Pension credit may be backdated up to 3 months from the date of the application. You can check your eligibility and get an estimate of what you may be entitled to by visiting gov.uk/pension-credit-calculator. And there's a passport to leisure concessionary scheme at Places Leisure Eastleigh for people who are unemployed, on a low income, over 60, full-time students, armed forces or have physical, learning or sensory impairments. Please see the website at eastleigh.gov.uk/passport-to-leisure.
Protecting our environment. Work nears completion on the borough's planned new green lung. Stoke Park Farm is set within 103 hectares on the outskirts of Bishopstoke and borders Stoke Park Woods in the south. It is owned and operated by the Borough Council. Planning permission was obtained in January 2021 to develop part of the site into a suitable alternative natural green space, or SANG, with footpaths, landscaping, ecological features and street furniture. SANGs are designed to offset the impact of increased visits to other popular green spaces, in this case the New Forest. Once complete, access to the SANG can be found by walking or cycling via Stoke Park Woods, Sewell Drive, Upper Barn Copse and Crowd Hill Copse. Should residents wish to visit by car, parking will be available at Stoke Common Cemetery Car Park and the SANG Car Park. Works have started on site with a view to opening the SANG to the public in the summer. Hedgerow and tree planting will be taking place separate to this in the late autumn to coincide with planting seasons. The scheme includes a recreational space with a circular walking route and rich grassland planting, as well as additional sections of hedgerow and trees. There is a centralised focal point with seating and a range of ecological features across the site, including log piles, hibernaculums, bird and bat boxes. Features of the proposed design: new native planted hedgerows and a welcoming seating space, new walking and access routes, habitat wet grassland for birds and invertebrate species. Find out more and view all the relevant planning documents via the online planning portal using reference F23/95844 at website eastleigh.gov.uk/planning-and-building.
Eastleigh cracking down on fly tipping. The Council's local area services team had a very successful week in April tackling environmental crime, issuing 7 fixed penalty notices in the space of 4 days, with fines of up to £800 each for various waste offences. Meanwhile, the campaign to identify a fly tipper in Allington Lane, West End, where we captured CCTV images, has had some of our highest ever engagement on social media. That rubbish appears to be from a restaurant, and we believe the waste may have been dumped on or around the 4th of April. It follows a similar incident in Allington Lane, where rubbish appeared to come from a bathroom refurbishment was dumped. The majority of the waste tipped could have been taken to the Household Waste Recycling Centre for free. Instead, it was fly-tipped in our local community with considerable clear-up costs. Our local response team say, "We take this offence very seriously. Where appropriate, we may issue a fixed penalty notice or take the offender straight to court. Failure to pay can lead to an unlimited fine, up to 5 years in prison and a criminal record. Our message is, let's respect our environment and dispose of waste the right way. Anyone with any information can share it in confidence at eastleigh.gov.uk/fly-tipping. Grange Park trees restored. Trees have been restored to traffic calming measures on hedge end roads, following a campaign by residents and action by the local Eastleigh Borough Ward councillor, Councillor Ian Corbin. He arranged for the council to restore trees to the speed calming features in Stainer Way and Gresley Gardens. Trees were an original feature of the street scene when it was built 30 years ago, and their loss was felt by local people. Councillor Corbin, who represents Hedge End North Ward, was in the area when he was asked by resident and neighbour Chris Burkett if he could do anything about it. Councillor Corbin said, "It was clear for all to see that trees were originally there because there was a hollow in each bush where the original tree had been. I was very pleased to take this request to the Eastleigh Street Scene team, and even more pleased when they have now been planted for people to enjoy for years to come." Mr. Burkett thanked Councillor Corbin for his work. He said, "Thanks to Ian for pushing for these to be replaced after all these years. I was pleased to see him and some of our neighbours come out to mark this." It turns out that despite living there for some years, some of the neighbours have never met each other, so that was a very good result.
And there's good news for newts at Stoke Park Farm. An exciting project to create 8 hectares of high-quality habitat, together with 7 clean water ponds to benefit great crested newts and other species, is planned to start at Stoke Park Farm this summer. Eastleigh Borough Council has teamed up with the Newt Conservation Partnership, NCP, to create a new wildlife area, which will include the excavation of new ponds along with hedgerow creation, scrub planting, tree planting and grassland enhancement. The pond creation is planned to take place in the summer, with hedges and trees being planted the following autumn and winter. The new clean water ponds will differ in size and depth to provide a variety of different habitats, helping great crested newts as well as other species like toads, water voles, damselflies and dragonflies. Enhancing the land around the new ponds will provide shelter and food sources, as well as benefiting invertebrates, birds and mammals. The initial work and the long-term wildlife monitoring will be carried out by the NCP. Eastleigh Borough Council and the NCP have also entered a 25-year agreement securing beneficial management of the site by the Council to an agreed management plan. This is all funded by the Nature Space District Licensing Scheme, which enables contributions from developers to finance great crested newt conservation work. The NCP have a great track record, having created 485 ponds at 149 sites across their operating area since 2018. and Eastleigh firms have been urged to simply recycle. Calling all the businesses in the borough, the time has come to get simpler with your recycling. Since March 31st, a new government rules means that firms and workplaces are now obliged to recycle items such as paper, card and plastics in a bid to cut down on waste. Fortunately, Eastleigh Borough Council's commercial waste team are here to help your business to go green and do your bit for the local environment.
Firms and workplaces are required to separate out dry recyclable materials such as plastic, metal, glass, paper and card, food waste, black bin waste or residual waste. The council provides a separate container for glass and another container for metals such as foil, cans and empty aerosols, plastic such as washed food trays, cartons, pots and plastic bottles, and paper such as cardboard and old newspapers or magazines. Food waste must be put into a separate food waste container, and black bin waste such as contaminated food packaging and nappies must go into the general waste bin. Any business or workplaces that generate waste resembling household waste must follow these rules. Find out more from eastleigh.gov.uk/businesswaste. Eastleigh shoppers shown how to cut down food waste. The sun shone as shoppers found out how to do their bit to cut down on food waste in Eastleigh. A team from the Borough Council was at Tesco, Burselden, to support Food Waste Action Week, giving out free food waste bin liners and recycling information. The annual campaign has been running since 2021 and connects local businesses, government organisations and global partners to increase awareness amongst residents of the borough about the significant impact that food waste is having on the planet. Campaigners wanted to get more and more people across the UK and Eastleigh talking about a range of measures, including why buying loose fruit and vegetables is better. Find out more about food waste recycling from eastleigh.gov.uk/food-waste.
What's on? Sign up for Eastleigh's first walking and wheeling festival. Eastleigh Borough Council has teamed up with Sustrans, the walking and cycling charity, to deliver the borough's first walking and wheeling festival. The festival will be launched on Thursday, the 14th of August, with a special event for families, Careering Through Time, a Solvalong Railway Adventure Trail, created by The Point for the Hamble Rail Trail as part of Railway 200. This free activity will celebrate the 200 years of public railways in Great Britain. Over 30 events will be delivered over 4 weeks, with something to suit everyone, whether you are looking for a challenge or a short, leisurely amble. The programme also includes creativity walks led by local artists, running taster sessions of created activities on the Hamble Peninsula trails. All the walks are free to join, though for safety some will require advance booking. This is your chance to explore the local area with accessible walks led by an expert walk leader and local volunteers, or head off at your own pace on a self-guided ramble. If you'd like to get involved, we are recruiting volunteer walk leaders. Sign up to join free training sessions and meet new people. Please note, we recognise that some people who use wheeled mobility aids, for example, a wheelchair or a mobility scooter, may not identify with the term walking and may prefer to use the term wheeling. We use the terms walking and wheeling together to ensure we are as inclusive as possible.
Eastleigh remembers 80 years since Victory in Europe Day. 80 years ago, on the 8th of May, 1945, the Second World War in Europe came to an end. Across Eastleigh and the UK, people took to the streets to celebrate the end of the European conflict, although the war itself did not fully end until the Japanese surrendered in August of the same year. Several communities in Eastleigh threw street parties to mark the historic event. A number of events marked the occasion, including a spectacular vintage extravaganza on Lee Road Recreation Ground, a VE Day flag raising in West End, and a commemoration event at the Royal Southern Yacht Club. Charlesford Parish Council marked VE Day by lighting a ceremonial beacon at Hiltingbury Recreation Ground. Eastleigh Borough was an important location during the Second World War. Most famously, it was where the maiden flight of the Supermarine Spitfire fighter aircraft, which went on to play such a decisive role in the Battle of Britain, took place in 1936. Eastleigh was a major railway town, and the Royal Victoria Hospital at Netley was also one of the biggest military hospitals in the country. The borough had a significant role in the build-up to the June 1944 Normandy landings, the decisive Allied invasion that signalled the beginning of the end of the war. Four marshalling camps at Hiltingbury had a capacity of 11,000 men and 2,000 vehicles and were the largest group of camps in any of the marshalling areas in the run-up to D-Day. There was also a marshalling camp at North Stoneham. The town's Pirelli cable works contributed to Pluto, the pipeline under the ocean, that was crucial to the success of the invasion. Eco-friendly fun at Green Fest. Join Green Fest 2025 at the Itchen Valley Country Park, a day packed with eco-friendly fun, two performances by the Romsey Ukulele Group and flying displays by Liberty's Raptors, as well as hands-on activities and inspiration for a greener future. Whether you're passionate about the sustainability, nature, or simply looking for a fantastic day outdoors for all the family, there's something for everyone to enjoy. Come along, connect with your community, and take action for a healthier planet. Let's celebrate Big Green Week together. Free entry for those who walk or cycle to Greenfest, and there's a £5 entry for cars. Find out more at itchenvalley.co.uk/whats-on/Greenfest.
Summer events at Itchen Valley Country Park. Big Bad Wolf Theatre, Friday the 15th of August at 5 p.m. The cost for adults is £18, under 18s is £12, under 3s is free. A family ticket is £55, which covers two adults and two children. Following the success of their 2024 production of The Secret Garden, the Plandits are back on the road with this brand new show bursting with live music, silliness and laughs for the whole family. Mad for Animals Show, Wednesday the 20th of August, 10:30 a.m. and this is free. A family show with animals such as snakes, tarantulas, scorpions, lizards, giant African snails, hissing cockroaches and turtles, with a chance to have your photo taken at the end. Summer Sundowner, Saturday the 13th of September, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The cost is £6 per person, food and drink not included. Gather your friends together for our second Summer Sundowner. Bask in the sun's rays with a drink and delicious food in hand. Featuring music from local bands The Skylarks and The Hedgehogs. Look at the full listings for Itchen Valley Country Park at itchenvalley.co.uk/whats-on. Events in the borough, go to eastleigh.gov.uk/upcoming-events.
Shaping Places. Together we make Eastleigh. Over the past year, Eastleigh Borough Council has been working in partnership with Eastleigh Town Council, Eastleigh BID, Hampshire County Council and Hemingway Design to shape the future of Eastleigh Town Centre in the Together We Make Eastleigh project. This work falls within the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, UKSPF, programme the Borough Council has developed since 2022. Founded on the views of over 2,500 residents, visitors and businesses, we have created a vision for Eastleigh Town Centre which identifies key themes and focus areas that collectively we believe will make Eastleigh a more vibrant town where more people will want to spend time. Funds from the UKSPF grant are also being used to brighten up Eastleigh Bus Station. Local artist Amanda Moore has been commissioned to design an artwork which will transform the bus station glazing, giving it a much-needed colour boost. More details on this can be found at eastleigh.gov.uk/council/shared-prosperity-fund. Albrook Archway, a decorative iron arch which marks the entrance to a new community garden area in Albrook, has been unveiled by Albrook Parish Council. The arch, designed by Nigel Searle and brought to life by blacksmith Peter Clutterbuck, features an iron damselfly and even a tiny mouse. The distinctive green archway, highlighting the Albrook Parish Council colours and located along Albrook Hill, forms the colourful gateway to the community garden, which borders part of the Itchen Navigation. The beauty spot is a haven for wildlife and is being turned into a quiet green space where residents can relax and enjoy the natural world. Funding to pave the archway came from developers' contributions for public art. Former Parish Council Chair, Councillor Dave Betts, said, "We have just taken over this lovely little area which backs onto the Itchen Navigation. We decided it was important that the entrance was very visible and that we needed some sort of archway." Pete Clutterbuck added how much he had enjoyed the job of bringing the archway design to life. "It's lovely to show the various elements of the design." Designer of the archway, Nigel Searle, said his design highlights aspects of the community garden area.
Fed up working 9 to 5 in the office? A new business hub in Eastleigh Town Centre could be the answer you're looking for. The Point in Eastleigh is keen to welcome local business people to use the venue as a base to work during the day. Quiet areas are located in the foyer and the atrium. There's no need to book due to the number of flexible spaces available. With free Wi-Fi and a cafe service open every weekday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, visitors are assured a warm welcome. The Point is already proud to be the home of several charities and businesses, including Wonder Seekers, Bareface Theatre and Learning Through the Landscapes. The venue is also a perfect setting to hold a meeting, training event or workshop. With rooms of various sizes, numbers up to 300 people can be accommodated. Hirers can choose between the studio, creation space, meeting room or auditorium to ensure their ideal requirements are met. A new networking group has also been launched at The Point. The Point says they want to bring together businesses located within Eastleigh with the aim of sharing knowledge, forging new relationships and providing support to one another. To find out more, please contact Amanda Stallard, the commercial manager. Email amanda.stallard@eastleigh.gov.uk. Footpath upgrade near Hedge End Station. Work is nearing completion on the footpath linking Bub Lane to Hedge End Railway Station, with major upgrades set to benefit both pedestrians and cyclists. The path is being widened to 3 metres and converted into a shared-use route for walking and cycling. New lighting will be installed along the route, making the area safer and more accessible all the year round. Additional safety measures include a fence near the pond and upgraded railings over the culvert. One section of the path had to be redesigned following the discovery of a high-pressure gas main, but this was quickly resolved in collaboration with SGN Southern Gas Network. Progress so far includes edging curbs being laid from Bub Lane to the play park, some tarmac surfacing, and the stretch from Hedge End to the pond has been dug out and edged in preparation. The project's being delivered by Mildren Construction, a Dorset-based firm with over 30 years of experience. Once complete, the upgraded path will provide a safer and more convenient route for residents and commuters travelling to and from the station.
Supporting local people through construction and community projects. Social value is playing a key role in developments across the country, and One Horton Heath is no exception. Led by Eastleigh Borough Council, the project is being delivered with in-house developer Eastbrook Homes and builder Waits Residential, who are constructing the local acre phase. Together, the partners aim to ensure that the benefits of development extend beyond the construction site by creating local opportunities, supporting the economy and contributing to community well-being. This includes promoting careers in construction through work placements, apprenticeships and school engagement. Waits has already worked with Wildon School to run mock interviews, helping students build confidence and prepare for employment. The team will be engaging with local education providers throughout the duration of the build, including collaborating with schools on a time capsule project and green-themed activities. The partnership is supporting a number of local charities and community programmes. Other contributions include cookbook donations to the Munch programme, which supports healthy, budget-friendly cooking, and a pre-employment training scheme with Back to Work. Projects have also taken place with the Girl Guides and support arranged for St Francis Animal Welfare, a small Fair Oak shelter that rehomes animals in need. Staff and volunteers will also be joining forces for a joint litter picking session, helping care for the area surrounding the development. As the project grows, so will the range of community-focused activities. Follow online at onehortonheath.co.uk/news-index.
Planting for Biodiversity at One Horton Heath. Hundreds of trees have been planted at the One Horton Heath development as part of a long-term plan to boost biodiversity and create a sustainable environment for the local community. The project is backed by Eastleigh Borough Council and brought together local tree enthusiasts who helped care for the young trees at the on-site nursery. Council rangers and their direct service team supported the planting, which marks a real step forward for nature in the area. The trees were grown from local specimens, with planting efforts beginning in 2020. Some of the young trees, now over 4 years old, were carefully raised at the nursery and required a few more seasons of growth before being planted on site. The nursery itself is a hub of activity, with dedicated volunteers helping with non-chemical weed control, planting and year-round care under the guidance of the Council's Green Spaces team. Tree species selected for the project include hawthorn, field maple, hazel, beech, blackthorn, silver birch, wild cherry and the English oak. The English oak is a favourite among the team and is a keystone species, supporting up to 1,000 other organisms, including plants, fungi, lichens and many types of insects. Insects such as caterpillars and larvae feed on oak leaves and play a vital role in the ecosystem by providing food for birds and other wildlife. Visitors to the area might also spot butterflies, bumblebees, moths, Jersey tiger moths, hummingbird, hawk moths and oak eggars. Find out more at onehortonheath.co.uk/news-index/650_trees_4_1_Horton_Heath.
Creating homes and communities. New homes are underway in Netley. Construction has begun in Queensview Netley to build 18 new one-bedroom and two-bedroom affordable flats and a retail unit, along with associated landscaping, vehicle and cycle parking. The homes will form part of the Council's Eastbrook Homes housing portfolio and highlights its commitment to deliver much-needed housing in the borough by using Council-owned brownfield land in existing residential areas. Thanks to a successful grant application of £2.1 million to the Homes England Affordable Homes Programme, all the units will be available for social rent to help meet the demand for affordable housing for individuals and small families in the local area. The site will be named Airy Place, in recognition of the Airy homes that were built in that area of Netley and played a key role in rehousing families after World War II. The energy-efficient apartments will achieve the energy performance standards of the Future Homes Standard 2025, demonstrating the Council's commitment to renewable energy with the inclusion of solar panels, air source heat pumps and EV charging points. The homes are being built by Amari Construction and are expected to be completed in winter 2026. Half a century of Boyett Wood. A well-known area of Eastleigh is marking its 50th anniversary. Boyett Wood, to the north of the town centre, is now 50 years old and was a major project in 1974 for planners at the newly created Eastleigh Borough Council following local government reorganisation. Nearly all the land was owned by Penelope Chamberlain MacDonald, who had appointed a development team to oversee the project and secure planning consent. The plans included permission for 2,000 houses and 40 acres of industry, together with open space and a shopping centre. All was duly built, with the developers laying out the open space and the council adding much of the additional planting along Woodside Avenue. Although the planning consent was issued in 1974-5 and much of the infrastructure was put in, a recession in 1977 stopped everything in its tracks for some time. When house building eventually got going, it was the local authority purchase of the land south of Shakespeare Road which kick-started the rest. Chris Corcoran, who was a planner at Eastleigh at the time, said, "When I came to work for Eastleigh in 1974, one of my first major projects was Boyett Wood. Boyett Wood is now 50 years old and has settled into a community with a recognised identity."
New cricket facilities at Lapstone Playing Fields. The start of the new cricket season has seen the new cricket facilities at Lapstone Playing Fields being used for the first time. Construction works took place in 2024 to deliver two new cricket pitches at Lapstone Playing Fields, along with two artificial non-turf pitches, the creation of new outfields, a two-lane practice net facility and associated landscaping and footpath improvements. The project looked to address the match play and training needs of Fair Oak Cricket Club, who have over 250 members across men's, women's and junior teams, and who can now all play and train on their home ground, having had to find alternative facilities elsewhere to meet their needs in recent years. The project has proven an excellent example of Borough Council, Parish Council and Community Sports Club working in partnership to deliver enhanced community sports provision for local residents to enjoy. Tony Oxley, chairman of Fair Oak Cricket Club, said, "The facilities provided will benefit the club and local community. This project is already enabling the cricket club to offer additional services to women, girls and disabled people in the community." A new vision for public art in Hedge End, West End and Botley. Thanks to local voices, the vision for public art in Hedge End, West End and Botley is ready to transform our community spaces. You spoke, we listened. The Viewfinder project collected ideas from local voices, including art that celebrates our natural spaces, tells local stories and creates places where people can come together. From creative seating to art trails connecting our neighbourhoods, every idea in this vision came from our conversations with local people, in shops, at events and through surveys. The vision creates opportunities for everyone to get involved, with many projects expected to be funded by developers' contributions for public art. The key highlights: community-led projects that celebrate our local identity, sustainable art that enhances our green spaces, creative ways to connect Hedge End, West End and Botley. Read the Hedge End, West End and Botley public art vision at website eastleigh.gov.uk/ HE Web Vision.
Your community. New beginnings in Eastleigh. Many residents in the borough have opened up their homes to Ukrainian guests since the Russian invasion 3 years ago. The first guests under the Home for Ukraine scheme arrived in Eastleigh Borough in 2022. Help and support was offered by many residents and organisations. Eastleigh College provided English lessons to adults, libraries also ran English language courses, and one community and local residents generously donated items to help our guests when they first arrived. Many of our Ukrainian guests are now employed locally and their children happily attend schools here. Many children have never attended school in Ukraine, having arrived in the UK while still preschool age. One Ukrainian woman said of living in Eastleigh, "During a difficult time in my life, your support was a real ray of light. Your help, kind words and presence gave me the strength not to give up. I am deeply grateful for your warmth, understanding and sincere heart. Thank you for being there when I needed it most." She added, "I am proud and grateful to live in this borough. It offers not only countless opportunities and a vibrant community, but also a strong sense of safety and peace. The feeling of safety and support here allows me to thrive and fully enjoy every moment of life. I am truly honoured to call this borough my home." Help shape the future of local councils. Eastleigh Borough Council is working with 12 other councils across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight to look at how local government could change. Right now, most areas in Hampshire have two councils, i.e. Eastleigh Borough Council and Hampshire County Council. Each one is responsible for different services. This is called a two-tier system. The government has said it wants to replace this with new single councils called unitary councils that provide all local services in one place. No decisions have been made yet, but the government has asked councils to send in proposals later this year. Before that happens, we want to hear from you. Your views will help shape our proposals and make sure local voices are heard. A survey will be launched soon to gather feedback. To find out more and stay updated, please visit eastleigh.gov.uk/LGR.
Consultation on a merged council. The first stage in consultation on proposals to create a merged decision-making body for the centre of Eastleigh and the areas to the north took place in April and May. The planned Community Governance Review, CGR, would merge Eastleigh Town Council and Boyett Wood Parish Council into one larger organisation representing the first tier of local democracy. Borough councils are now considering the responses and come up with recommendations for the next stages. With devolution and local government reorganisation, LGR, set to create much larger unitary local authorities in Hampshire, Eastleigh Town Council and Boyett Wood Parish Council have identified a number of potential benefits of merging, giving the councils a stronger voice on issues like planning, infrastructure and community investment, with decision-making remaining close to the community. There would be greater financial efficiencies and more consistencies in the planning and delivering of services. Leader of Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "The proposals for local government reorganisation in Hampshire, creating a small number of very large unitary councils, could mean a loss of truly local representation and accountability. The planned Community Governance Review for Central Eastleigh reflects our commitment to keeping service delivery and decision-making as close to local residents as possible. If the decision is taken to merge the two current councils into one larger council, the election for seats on the new authority would take place in 2026, replacing the scheduled elections for separate councils. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/eastleighcgr. A new district commander for Eastleigh. Eastleigh has welcomed a new district commander with more than two decades of policing experience. Chief Inspector Rachel Noble replaces Chief Inspector Matt Palling, who has been moved on to a new role within the force. Rachel stepped into the world of policing almost 22 years ago, beginning her full-time career back in 2003. Prior to that, she'd been a special constable and volunteer police officer, giving up her spare time to serve and protect our communities. Chief Inspector Noble said, "I'm delighted to have taken over Eastleigh District Commander, and I'm very much looking forward to meeting you all on my travels in the coming weeks and months." Leader of the Eastleigh Borough Council, Councillor Keith House, said, "Chief Inspector Noble is a highly experienced police officer, and on behalf of the councillors and staff at the authority, I'm delighted to welcome her to the borough. The council very much looks forward to working with her during her time as Eastleigh's district commander."
Your council. Meet Eastleigh's new mayor. Councillor Janice Asman was invested as the new mayor of Eastleigh following her election by her fellow councillors at the mayor-making ceremony on 19th of May. Janice has represented the West End South Ward since 2016, and she also serves as a West End Parish Councillor. Her friend and colleague from West End Parish Council, Councillor Sarah Turl, will be the mayoress. Janice was born in Bitton in 1945 and attended Beechwood Primary School and then Itchen Grammar. After attending Itchen Sixth Form College, she started work as a receptionist and shorthand typist for a firm of solicitors. They encouraged her to take legal qualifications, and she became a domestic conveyancer. She worked as a commercial conveyancer in London for a few years and worked in Lymington, where she met her husband David in 1985. They settled in West End. Councillor Janice Asman said, "I am very excited about being Mayor of Eastleigh. I have enjoyed being Deputy Mayor and am looking forward to meeting more people around the borough and seeing the great work going on in our community." Janice has chosen Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance, Chandler's Ford Stroke Support Group and Eastleigh Citizens Advice Carers Project as her charities for the year. Councillor Richard Gomer, who represents West End North, was invested as Deputy Mayor for the year. Real terms cut in Eastleigh element of council tax for the 22nd year. Councillors agreed a real terms cut in the authority's element of residents' council tax bills for the 22nd year in a row. The council approved a £2.12 annual increase on the average B&D council tax bill for Eastleigh Borough Council for 2025-26. This year, the average Band D council tax for the borough is £2,227.68, with the Eastleigh Borough Council element £143.78, or £2.77 per week. The average B&D increase of 1.5%, £2.12, over last year is 1% below inflation, representing a cut in real terms that has been maintained for more than two decades. Less than 7% of the overall council tax bill for Eastleigh Borough residents goes to the Borough Council, with the rest going to Hampshire County Council and the emergency services or parish and town councils. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "At Eastleigh we have an unwavering commitment to providing value for money services that are delivered to the high standards our residents have come to expect. Some time ago we promised householders a real term cut in the Eastleigh element of their council tax bills, and this has continued for what we believe is an unprecedented and unbroken run of 22 years. All of this has been achieved by the prudent management of our finances and in a difficult economic climate for local authorities."
Have your say. Local area committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local area committees, LACs, are made up of elected ward councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. Please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath, 6:30 p.m, 24th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/B-Bravo-I-F-OHH or email Kitty Budden on kitty.budden@eastleigh.gov.uk or on 02380-688-418. Burzerdon, Hamble, Lerice and Hound, 6 p.m, the 11th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/B-Bravo-HH or email Ross McLean on ross.mcclean@eastleigh.gov.uk or phone 02380-683367. Chandler's Ford and Hiltonbury, 7 p.m, the 10th of September. Visit the website on eastleigh.gov.uk/C-F-H or email Guy Riddick on guy.riddoch@eastleigh.gov.uk or phone 02380-683369. Eastleigh, 7 p.m, the 9th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or email Guy Riddick on guy.riddoch@eastleigh.gov.uk or call 02308-683369. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m, the 29th of September. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or email Ross McLean on ross.mcclean@eastleigh.gov.uk or call 02380-683367.
And our contact details: Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, S0509YN. Or telephone 02380688000. Or Facebook and X, formerly Twitter, at Eastleigh BC. The website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weeklynews.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is goodbye from Rochelle.
Goodbye.
Tony.
Goodbye.
And myself, Sharon. Goodbye.